The transition is a false resurrection. The resurrection of the dead is one of the foundational teachings of Christianity, Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, and has been under this very same attack since ancient times. Resurrection through the gospel is the only transitional force that can bring us back from death. There is no natural immortality of the soul which preserves us from the biblically described effects of death, loss of all consciousness, all thought, and all perception. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 17. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. This is one of the earliest listed heresies. The transition of the immortal soul is a form of the same doctrine of Hymenaeus and Philetus. This is what the much-revered Charles Spurgeon says, attempting to split the transition of the immortal soul from the resurrection of the body.
But the resurrection of the dead is quite another doctrine, dealing not with the soul, but with the body.
Spurgeon.org, Sermons, 0066HTM. Speaking of the resurrection of Christ, the Apostle Peter said, His soul was not left in hell. Spurgeon is not in accord with the doctrine of the apostles and prophets. The resurrection of the dead is very much about the resurrection of the soul. I'll stick with what the apostle said instead of going with what Spurgeon said. It is a usurpation of the doctrine of the resurrection to attempt to differentiate between the transition of the soul into an afterlife and the transition of the body from corruption to incorruption. The two are inextricably linked in Scripture in the resurrection of Christ. To properly understand the resurrection, you have to have the proper understanding of what death is and how it works. Death is exactly what we all instinctively fear it to be. Death is an unconscious state in which there is no thought or perception of any kind. Death leaves the soul stranded in the most severe form of unconsciousness. The soul continues to exist, but ceases to perceive its own existence. So the soul requires resurrecting as much as the body does.